John Sheridan, back-to-back wins. Things are looking on the up, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's very important that we... I said to the players, the two games what were coming up, Rochdale and Northampton, were big games because they're in and around us and they could gain advantage on us. So, full respect to the players to come out of it with 6 points and two clean sheets is what we're after. And hopefully it'll continue. I think we deserve to win both games. Without playing as the way I'd like us to play, but can't grumble too much with two clean sheets and two results and four goals, no goals against. So I want to be greedy. I want us to try and play attractive football, but in circumstances, again, I've said it many times, it's about getting a result. And the lads have been different class.
What has pleased you the most over them two wins?
Just the desire, the work ethic of the players, and from 1 to 11, it's not just the defenders, like I've said, is we're hard to play against. Without us playing well, we keep our shape and we keep our discipline. When we're under the cosh a little bit, even in the game Northampton, when after half-time they've got a 10-15 minute spell, but we stay solid. You know, they've got a possession of the ball, but they're not creating chances against us, and we're keeping our discipline, and people are knowing what their jobs are. They've all got different jobs on the pitch, and they all mix in together and work as a team. You know, it was difficult to break down, and that's what we've proved. Because I do believe, I keep probably repeating myself, that we've got players in the team who'll score goals.
The spirit seems to be there as well. That seems to be quite evident when you look at this team.
Well, listen, I can only try and do what I think's right and for us to get out of the position we're in. So, listen, when you're winning games, you enjoy it more, obviously. So, it's good for them. If they're playing with a bit more confidence, it can only benefit us. So we just go into each game. We're on a little run, 5 unbeaten. We go in with a bit more confidence, expecting to win games. And I said that, doesn't matter who we're playing, where we are, we need to go into a game thinking we're going to win it. And that's the belief I try and install them.
Carl Dempsey scored. He talked to us before the game about this new freedom that's been allowed in the team. Are you starting to see that players are actually sort of lifting their heads up? He's got this real expression, this freedom now on the pitch.
Yeah, I think, listen, players, I want freedom. He's still got a job to do, and he's still got to work on what I need him and want him to do in the team. But I think he's a player, again, he should be getting 7 or 8 goals for what he's got in his game. He's got great energy, can run with the ball, but he's got no goals to go with it. And it's important that he gets on the score sheet a lot more often. He's got a bit of freedom, and I think that's his strength going forward. So I'm allowing him to do that, likewise with the strikers. So I think you're a better footballer if you're going out enjoying yourself and winning games and trying to express yourself. As long as I see him doing the right things, it doesn't worry me. If they're lazy and not keeping a position and helping the team out, I'll let them know. That's just the way I am. But playing with freedom and a big smile on your face and enjoying, and if you're winning, like I've said, you usually get, or you perform a lot better.
Going into these two games, what were we like injuries-wise?
We're okay. Injuries, everyone's fit again. Got a big squad to take. People leaving behind, and they're all fit and available. They all want to be playing. I feel as though they all think they've got half a chance of playing. So I try and treat everyone the same, and whoever comes in needs to be ready. And there's one of, you know, the good thing as well, when the subs who are coming on are affecting the game. So I want everyone on their toes. It's not just the 11 a pick. I try and treat them right and make them feel as though they're going to be used somewhere along the line, so they need to be ready.
This Easter weekend, similar, I suppose, to Christmas, with the way the games come thick and fast and on the strange days of Friday and a Monday rather than a traditional Saturday. Do you prefer it that way?
I can only go by I'd rather be playing any time than managing. When I was a player, I always liked Christmas and I always liked Easter because the games come thick and fast. Training just takes care of itself. You just got to take care of them in training because the games are coming right round the corner. So, like just before your question, just before, it's important I've got everyone fit and available because there might be one or two tired legs, and if I feel as though I have to make changes, I'll do that. So, but I always preferred it when the games were coming, and I'd rather play than train.
Rochdale, Northampton, again, teams ran the bottom. Wimbledon on Friday. Very similar round you. Again, another chance to break clear of that pack.
Yeah, we can only look at ourselves. Don't worry about other fixtures and obviously we're playing Wimbledon and they are a team in and around us. I know Neil well and Coxey, the assistant that played with him. Great lads. And it'll be a very tough game. They'll look at it, they're the home side. They'll be expecting to win the game. And they'll know the importance of trying to win the game. So I'm expecting a really tough game, but at the same time, we're going there to try and pick 3 points up, and that's our main objective.
You talked about a target before when you came in of sort of 4 to 5 wins. With the draws, you've got the 2 wins, you're at 3 now. So by this Easter weekend, you could be pretty much there or thereabouts on your target. Is that what's pleased you as well?
Yeah, well, you know, if I look at the points we've got from 5 games, 9 points, you know, 2 points a game is promotion form, so that's all I look at. I mean, there's a long way to go. We're still off the points we need to get saved. You can lose a game and you're back in the mix with results go against you. Just got to concentrate on ourselves. If we pick them, we go and win a game. I'm sure that all the results won't go the way other teams want them to go, and hopefully we make it more of an advantage on the teams below us. So that's all I'm looking at, us trying to get 3 points. If not 3 points, get something from the game, and hopefully things work out for us. So we just look after ourselves and just concentrate on what we have to do.